This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And I'm joined this time by Gemma Davidson, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator. Hello, Gemma, how are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm great, thanks. How are you doing today?
I'm not so bad. This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to take part in a survey around video gaming, star in a film to help make broadcast sports more accessible. But we are going to start, Gemma, with a reminder about a great sounding study we mentioned last time, looking at the value of creative audio description on TV.
Yeah, thanks, Toby. So the first opportunity I would like to speak about is currently researchers are looking for typically developing children and teenagers who are blind or visually impaired and are willing to take part in a study involving watching a video animation and a short interview. The total estimated time will be 30 minutes and meetings will be held at your convenience at the University of York School of Arts and Creative Technologies in York, or it can be in other more convenient places, for example, at a local library in your city. Compensation will be a £30 shopping voucher. And if you'd like to take part in the study or to find out even more information about it, please contact Dr. Monica by email at monica.zabrocka@york.ac.uk. And that's Monica, which is spelled monika.zabrocka@york.ac.uk.
Now one for all those gamers out there to share their experiences of enjoying playing video games as a blind or partially sighted person.
Yep, so the gaming department at RNIB, we'd love you to help them understand the impact of being able to play the video games you want to play. At the Royal National Institute of Blind People, we are working with a gaming studio currently to explore people's experiences and preferences in relation to playing games and how enjoyable playing video games are for people with a vision impairment. There are two participant categories for the survey. The first one is gamers with sight loss, and the second one is ex-gamers with sight loss. We expect most people will take between 20 to 25 minutes to complete the survey, and the questions you get will be tailored to you based on your answers to previous questions. It doesn't matter how you play. It could be console, desktop, laptop, smartphone, or even tablet. Or whether you play strategy games, adventure games, or if you're a puzzle game fan, we want to hear from you. To be emailed a link to the survey, please email gaming@rnib.org.uk. I'll just read out that email again. So that's gaming@rnib.org.uk. And once we have the results from the survey, we will be organising interviews with gamers with sight loss who continue to play video games and those who no longer play video games. A gift card of £50 will be given as a thank you after the research interview. And the interview will take place on either Teams or Zoom and will last no more than 1 hour.
With the Paris 2024 Olympic and Paralympic Games coming up this summer, Gemma, we're going to finish with a chance for people to star in a film around making broadcast sports more accessible.
Yes, so this is a very exciting opportunity that I'm pleased to share. So we're supporting an industry partner on a video about making broadcast sports accessible. And the production team are looking for one or two people who'd like to get involved. People who have sight loss, who enjoy sports and would like to come in for a day's filming, watching sport with other fans and having their reactions and comments filmed. The video will be shot in London within the next month or so. So if you can please email broadcasting@rnib.org.uk. That email's broadcasting@rnib.org.uk. www.itonsweek.org.uk.
So, Gemma, where can listeners go to find out more about the items we've just chatted about and get involved in other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities?
Yep, so you can join our online Connect Voices group, and this is where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. And we also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every single day, and we also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research that we ask you to take part in. If you're already on Facebook, you can search for the Connect Voices group. And if you have any questions, then please feel free to drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, which is the first and third Wednesday of the month. And the podcast is available on Audioboom.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Gemma Davidson, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.